See, I never change. I've been the exact same angry dude since kindergarten.
And you'll never change.
I want to change. All right. Hi, I'm Doug Ellen. I created the show Entourage a long time ago, and now I'm bringing some cool stuff back. Hollywood Ways podcast starting soon. I'm going to tell you where to eat, where to meet, how to inspire and motivate yourself, bringing someone cooler and younger and hipper with me. I'm lucky to have her. Breezy, what's happening?
What's up?
And we're going to bring in some cool guests, movies that have inspired me, TV shows. I want to watch them, talk about them, stuff that inspired you, you know?
This is definitely a conversation everybody wants to have.
You got
to
watch Entourage, by the way, which you haven't.
Dude, you got like 40 seasons of that, right?
No, 8 seasons. And
40.
Charlie Sheen watched them in 3 days.
How many episodes per season?
Average of 10.
30 minutes or an hour?
The 30 minutes. Do you hear this?
Don't put me on blast.
I'm excited. We're going to give you every ounce of what Hollywood has to offer. Available on all podcast platforms. Doug Ellen, Breezy, follow us at Hollywood Ways.
Let's go.
Now available on all podcast platforms.
So we're going to talk about our ride home from Gina Grad's wedding and the fun we had and the interesting observations from that, and take a little look at the campaign ad for Governor Newsom with him talking earnestly to somebody with the mask down around their below their nose. They couldn't quite figure that one out. That check it out and more.
First, there's LifeLock fraudsters posing as IRS agents, police officers, or power companies are tricking victims into sending online gift cards or reading gift card numbers over the phone as payments. Important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cyber criminals could harm your finances, credit, and your reputation. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. So protect yourself with LifeLock, right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a choice, but get on mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. I love that about you. Dr. Drew's board-certified physician. What's going on, Drewski?
I am dealing with a patient right now. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I know you hate that.
Well, Matt, we have a woodworking project.
Yeah, no, actually, I got something related to the conversation yesterday I think you guys would appreciate slash hate. I have a friend whose kid's in elementary school, and usually in elementary schools, they kind of give kids classroom jobs, and one of them is now a mask monitor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so their job is to politely approach their classmates and ask them politely to pull the mask up.
What? Hitler youth. Get him into the crate.
Hitler youth.
Get him into the fucking crate. How old is, what grade is this, by the way?
I'm almost positive it's like kindergarten or first grade. I'll look on my Facebook
and
see.
Probably all through grade school.
But it's definitely like young elementary school.
Let me tell you something.
Ugh.
I just want to be crystal clear with everyone. When they say to me, like, why are you pushing back? Or what's with the mask? Or why do you send the fucking tweets out? Because I want it documented that I was not down with this shit when you fucking sheep jumped off a cliff. I would like it chronicled and documented with a fucking timestamp on it that I was not going along with this. I want it to be known. You know, all this shit where it's like, oh, you know, Joe Biden marched with the civil rights leaders and he went to South Africa. He didn't do any of that, but he would like it. He would like that. Think about the civil rights thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone would love to have a fucking picture of them marching with Martin Luther King, you know, through Selma, Alabama. They would love it. They would love it, right? Because we look back on it and we go, wow, those guys were facing opposition, but they stayed to their convictions and they did the right thing.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking Martin Luther King. I just want it fucking chronicled when the fucking shit came out of Wuhan, when masks don't work, when therapeutics turn out to work and be effective, when the vaccine was less effective than we thought it was. I just want it chronicled that I was not amongst the dumb people.
Yeah. I'm.
And by the way, when the government takes everything over, I want it fucking chronicled that I was not on board with a full fucking totalitarian government takeover. Well, I was not on board with that.
I love that this history will be documented, but I kind of feel a little differently than you in the sense that I can't see how this doesn't result in a major like rebellion from young people. You know what young people are. You do shit like that that are excessive. They rebel.
Right.
So how does this not create a group that becomes
It is.
It will create a big rebellion group, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not going to be an indoctrinated group. That's going to be for a while. And then it's going to be, what the hell? We let them do this to us? Screw you. We're not listening to you anymore.
Look, safe spaces and octagons. I don't know how many times you want. What did I tell you 10 years ago?
Safe spaces and octagons.
Where are we going?
But I'm saying you may be going towards octagon much more than you know.
You said to me, I don't know, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Where are we heading?
I've said it to you eight years ago, 7 years ago, 6 years ago, five years ago.
What was my answer?
Octagons and safe spaces.
Where are we?
We are.
Where are those fucking people in Seattle wearing their masks outdoors?
Safe spaces.
Okay. Where are the fucking guys that are, you know, fighting the people in Australia that are fighting with the fucking cops?
Exactly.
Because they're shooting with rubber bullets or attacking them for not wearing a fucking mask outside. Where are those people heading?
And the French youth I saw when I was in France, all in the octagon. They're in the octagon.
That's where we're going.
They're not heading to the octagon.
All right.
They're
well,
in the
I told
octagon.
You where we were going.
Yes, you did.
We're here.
Now where are we going?
More octagon, more octagon, more safe spaces.
I think more octagon.
Right.
I think more octagon.
Here's the scary part. You think the government is stepping back and staying out of this, or you think they're trying to get more people into the safe space?
Oh, sure.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, of course.
So you're not fighting the safe spacers.
Well, by the way.
You're fighting the government and the safe spacers.
I'm worried about where the octagon guys go. You know what I mean? That's kind of an uncontrolled force. Where's that going? You know what I mean? I don't know where that ends up.
I don't know.
It's a ball rolling downhill right now. It worries me.
All right. We have that spot. You can stop it. It was this was Newsom's.
Oh, man.
that. You can start at the beginning. It's Obama who's clearly fucking he has to look at Newsom is a buffoon. He does, but he's got to do his job. He's got to come over here.
I think you're right.
And make sure a Democrat is reelected or doesn't get recalled. So Obama's like, you have to do this. He wants to hang out with Jay-Z. He doesn't want to fucking hang out with Gavin Newsom. But here's Obama talking about, I don't know what's – and by the way, what happened to Obama? Sad, right?
Well, no.
He became a fucking race hustler, Drew. He did.
During his presidency?
Toward the end, second term, you know, if I had a kid, it would look like Trayvon Martin, those cops, you know, let's not happen what happened to Ferguson. He turned into a race hustler then. He got sucked in, and he started off as, hey, man, I'm a new fresh wind blowing through Washington. He's now clearly just sucked over and has become part of the apparatus. He's not doing anything.
Right. Okay.
Just talking about racism and sitting around going, well, if... you know, you're rich, and there's a mom over here who's poor, and she can't afford a daycare. What's wrong with just giving her a couple pennies just to take care of her child? Yeah, he's full in. Mm. He went hard. He got sucked in. He's in. He's no longer a sort of free thinker.
Okay. I accept
idiot.
That.
Yes.
So here it is.
Sorry.
Hello, Californians. You've got a big choice to make by September 14th. Governor Newsom has spent the past year and a half.
Stop it there. He's talking to a woman with a fucking... It's a still shot. It's Newsom. Newsom's at a sports bar. Newsom's looking concerned. He has his mask over his nose. There's a partner fella. You know, the tableaus were talking to the owner, manager of a bar.
Yeah.
A business.
Yeah.
A California small business.
Is that a Kings emblem in the back there? LA Kings?
Probably.
On the TV, yeah.
He's having a concerns talk, except for the woman he's speaking to, who's front and center, who he's got so much concern for, has the mask pulled down under her fucking nose.
Yep, you can see her
now,
nostril.
Now, here's what I'm saying. I don't give a fuck about wearing a mask. This is wild incompetence.
Yeah.
You have 200,000 clearable photos you can use for this fucking campaign. Lights up. Number one. And by the way, your angle, so I'm going to make things safe from COVID because I'm going to tell everyone to wear masks when they're on the fucking shitter on a boat in the middle of the Atlantic. Nobody says, hey, boss, see this picture? Yeah. The chick's not wearing. If you wore... Believe me, I've worn my mask that way on a Delta flight. I was told to pull it up 7,000 times.
Oh, yeah.
So what is up, Drew? Like,
well,
it's just rank it's just a sort of rank hypocrisy. Not hypocrisy, but incompetence.
It goes to hypocrisy because the sense is they know that mask is only 10% effective. So do they really care about where the masks are worn properly?
What about
anyway?
The fact that they couldn't find a picture?
Yeah.
They chose – it goes right from Obama to a picture where he's concerned about COVID. Newsom orders school employees to get vaccinated. Yeah, but the bitch he's talking to is not wearing the mask properly. Yeah.
How about a little photoshopping even? They could have just like gotten rid of the nostrils. You know what I mean? Could have made it look like the mask was up.
They're so fucking – here's all I'm saying.
They don't care is what I
they don't care. It's wild incompetence. Yeah. As well, because you literally, when you put one of these things together, you have a folder of stock photos, and there are thousands of those photos. There are thousands of them.
Of course.
You get right out of the gate with the chick that's wearing one. Couldn't be more prominent right under the nose.
It's so ridiculous. Yuck. Yuck.
This is why I can't watch TV. I cannot. I have to stop.
Analyze.
And by the way, is there no one else that picks this shit out? You do a spot like this, it goes to 50 eyeballs before it gets to the air.
You would think.
Oh, it does.
You know,
it's not just one intern that's slapping something together and throwing it up.
Right.
You just made a $2 million media buy.
This is a ad company did this too. You know, forget his people.
And you've got Obama.
Yeah.
You really want to fuck this up? Yeah. It goes right from Obama to mask not worn properly. That to me is just all that does is reek of how fucked up you are, how bad you are at your fucking job.
So I want to talk about a different topic.
All right.
So we haven't had a chance to talk about this Gina Grad's wedding since we were there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice wedding. We had a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, great toast. I hope you got proper feedback on the air from that. Did anybody note?
I haven't had a chance to talk to Ace about it. I thought it was freaking hilarious.
Yeah. It's what we were all – as great comedy is, it's what we were all thinking.
It was an awkward position, and Adam started it off as though he didn't know what he was doing and then just pulled out a fire joke to start it off. It was really good.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. No, it was good. And the rest of it was good too, and I thought it was heartfelt, and I think Gina appreciated. And we'll find out when she comes. Is she back yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll question her today. But on the way home, we had an interesting conversation with my wife. We had a couple things with my wife.
I'm not sure if we call that a conversation.
Well, we had.
She was talking to the back of the seat rest the entire time, and you and I were having a conversation in the front.
Well, we had two different phenomena. They both fascinated me. Mm. One was the directions fiasco, which was, Susan, we can't both do this. You were both taking directions. She had put my house
giving
directions from your Waze or your Google or whatever, and she was doing it to our house. You were doing it to the shop where your car was, and finally you had to raise your voice and say, we can't do it like this. One person's got to be you agreed it was me, you. And she finally stopped that. We straightened that one out.
Yeah.
Although she did have to kind of jump in a couple times. If you notice, there were a couple of like, this is a 118, is a couple of spasms afterwards. But okay, so we got that straightened out. But then there was a really interesting conversation where I forget exactly what I asked her, but no matter what I asked her, what I got back was what she was thinking about. Mm-hmm. I think we asked about people following Vinny's recommendations for protein in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And her response was the person you were trying to persuade to follow Vinny, who agreed she should follow Vinny, was thin. Therefore, she didn't need to follow Vinny. And I 10 times I had to go, yeah, I understand. Why do you think people – yeah, I just said, I got it. Why do you think people have such difficult time being persuaded on something that is clearly the right thing to do? Why do we have trouble with that? Did you notice that conversation?
Yes.
Do you notice how many times I had to circle around to try to get an answer?
Obviously, it was all illustrated wonderfully within the conversation.
Yes.
We couldn't have the conversation about conversation because that was a battle.
Right. And I just thought, wow. So what stood out for me was not so much that was an uncharacteristic experience. And by the way, not exclusive to my wife in my world.
No.
I have that experience 10 times a day, 5 times with patients, 5 times at restaurants with servers.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurred to me I wondered how you responded. I don't want to inflame things in the moment. If you notice, I kind of asked you how you experienced it. But I have – I almost expect it. I have zero trouble with it. I anticipate it as soon as I ask a question. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to have to go around again probably 3-4 more times to get the question through from whatever state that person is in, what they're thinking in their head, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
It bothers you. You hate that.
Yeah. Well, you know, to be fair, I was called out on it recently myself, but I'm trying to figure out, you know, obviously I'm trying to rationalize or make excuses, but I had somebody who lives quite a distance away say, you know, I'm going to drive into the shop. I got to pick up this and that and bring it back home. And, it's been going on for a few days, and I kept saying, I'm at the shop. I can easily collect it and bring it to you, but just tell me what it is. And the person would say, it's complicated. I'll just come do it. But every time I would hear it in subsequent days, I would go, I'm at the shop. And then the person just went, hey, I told you three times I was going to do it, which does make me guilty of what we're talking about with your wife.
Yes, yes.
But to me, it's more just low self-esteem. Like, I'm physically here.
You want to help.
And you're far away.
Yeah.
Just let me do this,
yes,
which
yes.
is sort of my, I don't know if it's Achilles heel, but I do think in those terms. Yes. I don't like the waste, the drive. What do you have to do it? Yeah. I can do it. I'm here.
So it's interesting. You know, we all do it, I guess, in some fashion.
Yeah, in some ways. Yeah. I try not to do it in a sort of nonsensical way.
The question is it something that is more frequent these days? Which I have a feeling it is.
Well, and it is. I'll tell you why. First, I'll tell you about Simply Safe wireless outdoor security camera. Big news! Simply Safe just launched their new wireless outdoor security camera. The system, U.S. News and World Report, named Best Home Security Camera or Home Security System of 2021. Well, it got better because now they've engineered the camera with advanced security features to help keep your family safe. Ultra wide, 140-degree field of view. Keeps a watch over your entire yard. 1080p HD resolution, 8x zoom to clearly see and capture critical evidence like faces and license plates and such. Built-in spotlight. You can also talk as an audio system, so you can scare those intruders off. Easy to set up. Just takes minutes. Easy to remove. Rechargeable battery. Doesn't need to be hardwired. It's Simply Safe, right, Drew?
To learn more about the exciting new Simply Safe wireless outdoor security camera, visit simplysafe.com/Adam2. Simply Safe is celebrating the new camera by offering 20% off your entire new system, and your first month of monitoring service is free when you enroll in interactive monitoring. That is at simplysafe.com/Adam2.
Yeah, I think a lot of this kind of leads back, or some of it goes back to the road of expertise, that and also more talks that are sort of in the ether versus in the tangible. And I do think that and there's a female versus a male thinking. But there's also an informational thing, like people are on their phone all the time.
Yeah.
People are kind of half distracted.
Correct. But Susan said something interesting at the end, because when I finally got her to answer, she answered from a place that I was sort of surprised. I don't know if you caught it. She goes, finally she goes, she said she didn't want to.
Right.
It's like, well, but that's then case closed at that point.
Right.
Like, so you could try all you want. She's just letting you know she don't want it. She don't
right.
want it. She should have said, I don't want it. I won't listen to you. I'm not going to do it. Instead, it's, you know, weird back and forth. I'm not hearing you, whatever. And I thought, well, that's interesting.
There's also two postures one takes when one is talking about somebody else who's not privy to this conversation. And I can be guilty of it too, which is you're talking to anybody in the car and you're going, oh, man, this meter maid fucking was this bitch. And I got out of the fucking car. She was standing there. She already started writing the ticket. So there's two postures.
Hmm.
there is the person that's in the car that goes, fucking meter maids. I hate those bitches. I got a ticket too. And then there is, well, I'm sure she's just doing her job.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And they're both semi-legitimate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or they're both legitimate because we don't really know all the nuts and the bolts of what happened. And, you know, I frequently do take the position of the contrarian who, you know, Drew's told me a million stories about, oh, I was walking to the airport and a woman starts screaming at me. And I said, Drew, she wasn't screaming at you. What was the beef, you know? Well, she may not have been screaming, but she definitely got in my face, you know, and I'm like... And we try to, you know, what was the motivation?
Yeah.
How did this come about? Or did you leave your car in the red zone and walk away for 10 seconds or 10 minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I really like to know what happened here. And then we can render a judgment on whether the meter maid's a bitch or not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I do try to gather some evidence, and sometimes I will not immediately just take the side of the person that's telling the story. But there's a lot of people that just sort of choose a side. And look, the whole thing about the side is you can choose the side as long as you're asking reasonable questions.
Mm.
You can't just go, that they didn't want to do it.
Right.
That's not, you're not contributing to the conversation at that point.
Right.
As I've always famously said, when I sat in Maui and talked to 9 scared white people about why the laws weren't being enforced, they were all just telling me I was wrong. But nobody stopped and went, where did you hear that?
Yeah.
Or why do you think that?
Yeah.
How do you know this information? And then, I guess it makes sense. Optically, L.A. City coming down on poor brown people that are trying to make a living probably doesn't look good. And if you think about the politics of L.A. and their constituency and who votes for them and stuff like that, you can see that might be a tough putt.
Yep.
You know, writing those guys $275 fines versus, you know, Whitey in the diamond lane, right? Like, okay. But there's definitely discussion that could have been had, but we never had it. And the other thing that I never get either is, and we circle back to this a lot, why don't you consider the source?
They never do that.
Well, you should when you're dealing with me.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you when, you know, all roads to me lead to building, but I'm in the middle of a project right now. I'm trying to kind of engineer this thing, and I rely on my guy, Sean. And I call him at night, and we talk through things. We really talk it through. And, you know, I kind of explain to him, here's what I'm thinking. You know, tell me why I'm wrong.
Mm.
And by the way, when Sean goes, yeah, okay, I think that would work, probably unnecessary to do X, Y, or Z, I know he means it.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it's been vetted. I know he sees it. And we have these. And the shit we're talking about lifting heavy things high up. You know, people could get hurt, crushed, killed, maimed, whatever. We're having real discussions about how we're going to make this, how we're going to achieve this on every turn and sort of constantly. And it's very mechanical, but it's very thought out. And it's very, which is, I'm going to tell you how I'd like to get this 300-pound steel thing up to the roof. And you tell me why it's not going to work.
Right.
I want you to tell me what's wrong with my thinking.
And by the way, I love conversations like that.
You know I do too.
Yeah.
That because
people are not used to it.
We both have the same goal. We want to get this shit up to the roof without killing somebody.
Yeah.
I don't. But if you go through that process mechanically a lot, like physically mechanically a lot, then you'll approach leaf blowers that way too.
Yeah. It's called Bayesian reasoning. It's good reasoning. That's all.
Well, many look.
I know. No, people reason from conclusion. No.
I am telling you, the move from analog to digital has erased that muscle.
Mm.
It needs to be exercised, worked out, moved about. It's a fucking racehorse. You got to take it out. You got to run it in the morning. You know.
Yeah.
You got to bring it in. You got to wipe it down. You have to give it water and oats, and then there's an afternoon session.
Yeah.
If it just fucking sits in the barn for 5 years and then you summon it out to the track, it doesn't fucking work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you get out of the mechanical world, that's the real tangible problem-solving world. You know, this is surgeons versus philosophers.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you about blinds galore. That's mechanical. Blinds galore. It's turning 23, and you're all invited to take 50% off your whole order during their huge birthday sale. It doesn't get any better than this. So order your samples today. I do this from them all the time. They'll send you the samples over. Take 50% off custom blind shades during Blinds Galore birthday sale before it ends. That's October 12th. Give any room a makeover with custom blinds, especially when it gets hot outside, man. It keeps the heat out. And they have shutters as well. You do it from home. Just take the measurements, customize it online. New Build a Blind tool lets you see exactly what they're going to look like on screen before you buy. Fall's already here. Winter's around the corner. Why wait? Cold's going to creep in. Insulate your windows. Stylish cellular shades or drapery panels. It's Blinds Galore, right, man?
Blinds Galore makes it easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home, especially during their birthday sale going on right now where everything is 50% off. Go check out BlindsGalore.com right now. Let them know we sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
You know, it's kind of interesting that I realized, because I just was going through this with Sean before I came here. I will stand where we're doing whatever we're doing, and I will go, I will speak out loud.
Yeah.
This isn't a text. I'm just going to start talking out loud, and then you jump in when I've got something wrong.
Yeah.
And the process, it's satisfying. Now, you have to have a person who's listening to you who knows what the fuck they're talking about.
Right.
And you have to know what the fuck you're talking about, and then you're fine.
I get it. Let's talk to Andy in Atlanta, line two, who's sitting there with COVID.
All feelings, man. Feelings don't work.
They work, but they're not meant for problem solving or philosophizing.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Andy right after this. All right. Andy with COVID, line two, Atlanta. Andy?
How are you guys?
Hi, Guy.
So, yeah, Drew and Adam, good to talk with you. It's been, you know, I listen every day as much as I can.
Thanks.
I had a teledoc meeting today. Cool. With the doctor, and pretty much the first thing she said was, "Well, we're not going to prescribe you ivermectin."
Okay, that's fine.
And I said, "I've been vaccinated, yeah, and I've got this breakthrough case, so you know I'm going to be okay. But I sure do wish what could I do to sort of speed this along?"
Hmm. What are your symptoms? Is it bad?
Well, no, it's not that bad. It's body aches, couldn't sleep. But I guess the worst one is probably the taste thing. Mm.
Did you say I would like ivermectin, or did she volunteer you're not getting it?
She volunteered it.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
She just brought up, told you what you're not going to get?
Yeah. I thought the same thing. She said there are... You know, we could do monoclonal, but I don't fit any of the high-risk categories for monoclonal antibodies.
Good. So
and
good.
Said,
so,
well, we're not going.
So I'm glad she thought through that. The one thing you could take if things get a little nasty is corticosteroids, so Decadron, that kind of stuff. But it sounds like, you know, after the vaccine, you're in pretty good shape. In the future, Andy, unfortunately, you got this breakthrough a couple months too early. There are going to be at least three different antiviral medications coming that if you get a breakthrough, you can take right away and abort the whole thing. These antivirals look really good, and they should be out soon. So soon there will be a way of managing this so the breakthroughs become like a nothing.
Thanks, Andy.
Okay. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, yeah, hang in there. You'll be all right.
Drew, there's been some data in some places that are – 80% vaccinated that are having big breakthroughs.
Yeah.
Lots of positives.
Sure.
So what's that mean?
It means probably they were vaccinated first before everybody else, and their immunity is waning.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, you know, the one thing about the vaccinated is vaccinated do not have asymptomatic spreading. So if you remember, this is now Monica Gandhi's data, which is pretty good, that one of the big compelling reasons for masks is we can't tell if somebody's sick. They might be asymptomatic spreader. They might not get symptoms for a couple of days. Not if you've been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
If you've unvaccinated, you could do asymptomatic spread.
Yeah. So
that is a significant issue if you're going to visit grandma or something.
What about natural immunity?
Natural immunity is looking broader and more robust than we
had
suspected.
No. No.
Like I said, in France, you can either show your vaccine or your antibody.
No, but Fauci said we don't know.
So here's – we didn't know for a long time.
Yeah, we don't know.
And here's what's going to happen. Here's my prediction. In the future, they're going to kind of want us to get it after the vaccine with the antiviral in our hand. So we all get the broader immunity. So in other words, you're vaccinated, you get a mild illness, take the antiviral, it's over, and then you get the benefit of full immunity.
Yeah, but no. KC, 43, Portland.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Guy.
Hi, Guy. Yeah, this is KC Peters, the spotter. From Portland.
Cheerleader.
I first want to say thank you to Matt and Gary for helping me get on here. Yeah, my question, I don't really care about it. If we get to it, cool. But I just wanted to thank you guys so much. I've been listening since 95. You guys really helped me figure out that there was a lot of things about myself that I wanted to change. And I've spent years doing therapy, reading books. And I waited till I was 42 years old to get married. For that reason, I wanted to be the best partner I could be. And I just married my wife last year. Our anniversary is coming up on 10-10. So I just wanted to thank you guys because I've shown this show to her as well as the old Love Line, and it's really helped her as well, which has helped us both to grow together. So I can't thank you guys enough. You guys are doing the Lord's work. And I know my wife's listening, so happy anniversary, baby. I love you, and I can't wait to do 50 more with you.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Casey.
It's great, Casey.
I appreciate it. I've been listening all those years, Drew.
I know.
All right, take care of your last piece of business.
Fraudsters posing as IRS agents, police officers, power companies, tricking victims into sending online gift cards or reading gift card numbers over the phone as payment. I mean, think about it. The power company calls and says, we're trying to reach you. We're going to turn your power off in an hour if you don't give us you can go get a gift card and send it to us. It's if you have to. It's the only way we can get it done. Don't fall for it. It's important to understand how cybercrime, identity theft are affecting our lives. You need something like LifeLock to protect us because every day we put our info at risk on the internet. And in an instant, cyber criminals can harm your finances, credit, reputation. Good thing there is LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats. Say your social security number is for sale on the dark web. If LifeLock detects your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. Right, Matt?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. So join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
All right, and go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows, because I'm traveling, I'm doing live shows, and you can check out our free channel, our chassis channel, chassy.com. You can go to Pluto TV, channel 687. We have all our good movies up there and watch them for free. What do you got, Drew?
DrDrew.com. Don't forget After Dark, DrDrew.tv for the streaming show, and, of course, TikTok at Dr. Drew, Twitter at Dr. Drew.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew, say it. Mahalo.
Every 60 seconds, not one, but two children are trafficked. And every 30 seconds, one is forced into slavery.
Today, we launch Goya Cares.
Goya Cares is dedicated to supporting victims and overcomers of trafficking and abuse to rescue, rehabilitate, reunite, and to shine the light that will block traffic. Join Goya Cares and visit blocktraffic.org.